Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Sink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Sink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Absolutely delighted to be bringing you this podcast every day, Monday through Friday. Well, today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, creative visualization. And I know we've talked about this before, but I have some more ideas for you that I think will absolutely help you. Now, first off, let's talk a little bit about the law of attraction. The law of attraction does not give you what you want. Did you hear what I just said? Write it down. Memorize it. The law of attraction does not give you what you want. It gives you what you are. Now, somebody's out there going, Robert, what do you mean by that? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. If you have beliefs that you are abundant and prosperous and driving a new Jaguar or a BMW or whatever kind of car you like, a new T-Bird, and you can feel it, so you not only believe it's possible and probable that it's going to happen. Now, if you don't, see, that's a counter-intention. That's a whole different show, and we need to deal with that. But if you believe it, if you can feel it, if you can smell it, taste it, you know, when people have come to me and said, I want a special car, I put them right behind the wheel. And before they even get in, they have to feel the interior. They have to smell it. That mahogany or new car smell. Every aspect of the experience must be magnified bigger and brighter. Bigger and brighter is the key. It's a neuro-linguistic concept. Things that are black and white and kind of off in the distance. And that's really what a lot of your desires are. They're just black and white and they're kind of off in the distance. You don't manifest. Or if you do, they don't come very soon. But things that are bold, crisp, bright, colorful, vivid, with a lot of motion and feeling, what they do is they excite your emotions. And as they excite your emotions, you begin to feel it. It isn't something that you want, it's something that you're already experiencing. You're already there. We call it being in state. A good speaker or a good entertainer is already on before he steps out onto the stage. As a matter of fact, some entertainers will start walking 3 or 4 feet back so that they can get their energy and rhythm before they enter the stage and face the audience. It's being in state. Are you in the state of creating the life you want? You're not creating because you want it. You're creating because you are it. That's where that I am is so important. That I am mentality. I am driving my new Jaguar down Highway 101. I can smell the ocean off in the distance. I feel the curves of the road. I love the incredible Bose sound system blasting through my, all of it. You go through every detail. You experience it as if it were present, as if it were real. I am. And you do this over and over again. And pretty soon the universe, in its wisdom, says, I have that, or something better. Remember, the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, the ancient Hermetic tablet, says, as above, so below. In other words, what you visualize and see through creative visualization in your mind over and over and over again, and you believe it with all of your heart and soul, you will manifest physically. The physical manifestation comes a little bit later. It comes as a result of the mental manifestation. As above, so below. As Stephen Covey says in his book, The Seven Habits, there are always two creations. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing it on your Facebook page. And thank you for giving us a positive 5-star review on iTunes. It helps us immensely. We're only 4 away from our goal. So why don't you go to iTunes after the podcast and give us a beautiful 5-star review. We appreciate it. We love you for it. I want to remind you, those of you who have ordered Law of Attraction Secret, Success and Nothing Less Science, your book is in the mail. We're signing them. We're sending them out. We're writing little notes to you. They're on their way. So get excited. You'll have your book shortly. Those of you who didn't get in on the pre-sale, you can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and just type in Robert Zink in the search. And Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science will come up. And I promise you, this will be the best book investment you have made in a long, long time. 20 powerful chapters on the Law of Attraction. I want to remind you also, some of you are struggling. You're going through something right now, and I'm aware of that. I understand. Let's put a miracle in your life through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want you to claim your miracle now. Why put it off? I'm telling you, we're going through our letters of referrals and recommendations, and people, they're just excited. Things are happening at a level you cannot believe. We can help you with the Law of Attraction. Get the money you desire. Get your business up and rolling again. You know, save your marriage or get your lover back. Save your relationship. Incredible vitality, energy, and health. And all the other things you may desire in your life. Visit me at lawofattractionsolutions.com and don't be afraid to send an email. We love to hear from you. We're going to go through these 9 absolutely wonderful tips on how to be more effective with your creative visualization.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert and Rachel Zink have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
This is the #1 podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the Law of Attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, we're going to go through these 9 tips now, and I know that if you apply them, you will be more effective with your creative visualization. It will be as if you are doing magic. Things will start manifesting in ways you cannot even imagine. Number 1, visualize with a clear intention first. I mean, don't just shut your eyes and go, I'm breathing deep. You know, you need to have a clear intention of what it is you desire, what it is that you plan to manifest in the physical plane in your life. Clear, concise intentions. Number 2, set a time to perform your creative visualization when you are empty. That means you're on an empty stomach. You don't have to go to the bathroom, because that's like the worst thing in the world, to be right in the middle of a visualization and have to get up and go to the bathroom. So make sure your bladder is empty. Make sure your stomach is empty. Be empty. Make certain that your phone is off. Your computer is off. All the electronics in your house. Turn as many of them off as you possibly can. Before you begin, make it a little bit of a ritual. Declutter your environment. You know, put things away. Organize things. So that when you begin, you're in a nice, clean, organized, sparse environment. I like, number 4, I like to use lavender oil because it's relaxing and it tends to open you up. So you want pure lavender oil. I'm not talking about, you know, the perfume stuff. I'm talking about the real deal. Now, you take that and put it in a oil diffuser. I use a cold air oil diffuser. But you can also use the kind where you put a little tea light candle. They'll tend to change the molecular structure of the lavender a little bit. But I don't think they change it enough to harm you as far as your creative visualization goes. I think it will still be a great aid. So, unless you absolutely hate lavender, get some lavender going in the house. Check your critical mind at the door. You have 2 parts of your brain. And I found this out from writing. We have 2 books now out on Amazon.com. And in writing these 2 books, I found that you have to allow your creative brain to get going first. Let it get rocking and rolling. And don't put any critical restrictions or limitations or breaks or anything else on it. Later on, during the editing process, you can go through and use your critical mind. That's when your critical mind comes to use. But in the beginning, you don't do that. Well, the same thing is true with creative visualization. Use your creative mind, and then you allow your critical mind after you have come out, after you are fully conscious, to go through parts of your visualization and say, no, this is, you know, this is not going to happen. I'm not jumping off of buildings and flying like Superman. No, you know what I mean. Number 6, hold something sacred in your hand. Find something sacred. I have several things, but it could be a little stone that you like. Maybe a piece of amethyst or amber. It could be a ring. You could perhaps take your wedding ring off if you're meditating on your wedding and on your marriage and on your relationship. You could just hold your wedding ring in your hand. By the way, something very, very special happens while you are doing this. You end up charging that item. That sacred item becomes charged with the positive energy of the creative visualization. So perhaps you have mala beads or a rosary, you know, or any other sacred item that you would like to hold in your hand. It also serves as another purpose. It keeps you from falling asleep because you're holding that in your hand. So if you feel your hand kind of letting go and it starting to roll out of your hand, you'll tighten your hand back up and stay in consciousness. Number 7, lower the lights and use purple and white candles. How many? Well, you could use 2. You could use 20. If you really want to make it a special rite, put 3 or 4 around the room and sit in the room, enjoy the lavender oil, enjoy the low lights, get into a meditative state, and then begin your creative visualization. Number 8, this is a tough one, so you may want to skip this one, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Take an Epsom salt bath first. Now, you may take the salt bath and end up doing it in the bathtub, and I like that. I've done that. But if you get out, your muscles may be so relaxed and so loose that you may just fall right asleep. So play around with that, but try it. Try it. An Epsom salt bath. Number 9. Can't emphasize this one enough. Go to our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and get the creative visualization program. I mean, you're going to use it for years and years and years. You know, you can put it on your iPhone, you can put it on your computer, and you can listen to it all the time. And it will help you in marvelous ways to be more effective with your creative visualization. Okay, we are out of time, but I have to make an announcement before we go. Our new website is up at lawofattractionsolutions.com. It's a whole new website. Our goal is to make it an incredible resource for you for the Law of Attractions. Now, there are still portions of the website that are unfinished or not working, but don't worry about it. You're going to love it. Stick with it. Keep visiting. We'll keep putting information up probably every other day. New stuff. I'm inviting guest bloggers to put blogs up, so there's going to be articles galore on a variety of different topics and subjects as it relates to personal empowerment, success, and the Law of Attraction. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a long one, but I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too. Have a wonderful day and pay it forward. Do something good for someone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.